Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Havas N.V.'s 2025 Annual General Meeting of Shareholders. Welcome by the Havas Ava. I'm happy to officially open today's meeting together with Arnaud de Puyfontaine. Hello, Arnaud, Chair of the Board. We will co-chair this meeting with me. While an annual general meeting is a standard procedure for listing companies in the Netherlands, this meeting is anything but ordinary for us. It brings to a close an extraordinary year for Havas, which has returned to the stock market last December. This meeting offers us an opportunity to come together for the first time since Havas N.V. was listed on December 16, of last year on Euronext Amsterdam. As my level of Dutch does not yet allow me to express myself in this beautiful language, this meeting will be conducted in English. I want to thank everyone joining us, whether in person or by proxy, as well as those of you who are following the meeting through the webcast online. I would like to welcome our largest shareholder, Bolloré SE and Compagnie de Lodève, represented by Madame Kim Menin and Madame Juliette Lacarrière. Hello. Thank you for being here with us. Furthermore, joining me on stage are Mr. François Laroze, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Operating Officer of the group, and Mr. Michel van Agt of Loyens & Loeff N.V., civil law notary in Amsterdam. Michel will supervise the voting process and will be the secretary for this general meeting. I would also like to acknowledge the presence of Mr. Rudermans, who is representing Deloitte Accountants B.V., the external auditor of Havas N.V. Later on during this meeting, he will comment on the audit opinion provided in relation to the financial statements for the financial year 2024. The voting results will be posted on the company's website within a few days. The draft minutes of the meeting will be posted on the website within 3 months. I will now give the floor to Arnaud de Puyfontaine to walk you through how the meeting will proceed. Arnaud.
Thank you, Yannick, and I'm very pleased to act today as co-chair of this meeting. To start, I would like to take a few minutes to explain how the general meeting will be conducted and to discuss some practical matters in order to ensure an orderly process of the meeting. The meeting is a physical one. In addition, there will be a live webcast in English for those shareholders who are attending the meeting via webcast, which is made available via the company's website. In a moment, Yannick will present our highlights and outlook during the financial year 2024. Next on, François Laroze, CFO and Chief Operating Officer, will provide more insight into the financial performance of Havas N.V. And Havas external auditor, Deloitte Accountants B.V., as such presented by Mr. Rudermans, will present the audit report. Hereafter, the relevant agenda items, as set out in the published meeting documents, will be discussed. Shareholders who attend the meeting physically may ask questions after discussing the relevant agenda items. As indicated in the convocation notice, registered shareholders had until Sunday, 25th May 2025, at 9:00 A.M. CEST to submit written questions via the email address agm@havas.com. I can inform you that one question was submitted, and we have therefore prepared a response to this question. The question and answers asked during the meeting will be included in the minutes of this meeting. The draft minutes of the meeting will be posted on the website within 3 months. Shareholders will then have 3 months to respond. Shareholders provided vote instruction by their financial intermediary or by Havas Securities Department's Uptevia. Shareholders were also given the opportunity to give a proxy to vote on their behalf to a person of their choice or to notary Michel van Agt to exercise their voting rights on their behalf at the annual general meeting. Notary Michel van Agt will ensure that the provided voting instructions are carried out. Furthermore, he will inform the meeting of the number of shareholders present or represented at this meeting, the issued capital which is represented, and the total number of votes that can be cast. I hereby declare that All formalities required by Dutch law or the Articles of Association of Havas NV for convening this meeting have been complied with, and valid resolutions can therefore be passed on all items announced. For the sake of completeness, I hereby remind you that the record date for the annual general meeting was 30th of April 2025. I propose that we now move on to the items 2A of the agenda. Regarding the report of the Board of Directors of the company for the financial year 2024, the report of the Board of Directors of the company is included in the published annual report 2024. This agenda item relates to a discussion item and can't be voted on. Now, it's my pleasure to give the floor back to Yannick, who will take you through Havas' performance and our ambition for the upcoming year.
Thank you very much, Arnaud. I will start by walking you through the highlights of the financial year 2024, which has been, of course, an exceptional year. First, our listing on Euronext Amsterdam is a milestone in the history of our group and marks several years of strong growth. Our listing should enable us to first strengthen our market position by developing our international visibility and accelerating on our solid growth, notably through potential acquisitions. It should also enable us to attract investments and the best talents in the industry, which we hope will fuel our future growth and enable us, of course, to serve our clients at a higher level, always on a global scale. And it will enable us to continue to deploy our group's global strategy with increased resources, where building on our very solid foundations in integration, creativity, or technology. With the creation of the Touch Foundation, we aim to guarantee stability for our clients, for our talents, thanks to a structure that protects us against potential external destabilization attempts, particularly coming from some of our competitors. Of course, dear shareholders, this is a new chapter for Havas, and we are confident, along with Arnaud de Puyfontaine, the board of directors and the executive committee, in the strength of our assets to seize the opportunities presented by this period of transformation and acceleration. Second, we also launched our new global strategy last year, Converged. More than 10 years ago, Havas pioneered the industry shift toward integration. We were the first major agency group to bring together creative, media, and health services within our innovative Havas villages, setting a new standard for collaboration and client-centric organizations. Converged, this new strategic plan, is going a step further through an operating system, a new way of using data and intelligence, and an enhanced client experience. It's been a transformative project. It improves our ability to serve our clients' ever-evolving needs. 2024 was also a year of financial performance, enabling us to further strengthen our already solid foundations. We have fully achieved our guidance for 2024. Last year, after two record years in terms of growth that placed us among the leading groups, we faced the loss of a major client, which unfortunately negatively impacted our organic growth. But more importantly, despite this slowdown, we were able to achieve an annual record net revenue of plus 1.5% with an adjusted EBIT of 338 million euros at plus 3.4% compared to the year before. And the net cash position is at 211 million euros. François Larose will get back to it. That is, dear shareholders, the great strength of our business model. While growth is, of course, a priority, our priority, we are agile and we are responsive, enabling us to bounce back quickly. Today, Havas is well positioned to deliver on its growth objectives and create long-term value as the strongest challenger in the entire industry. We combine the best of both worlds. While we are not as big as our peers, we are just as global, as you can see on this chart, while remaining fully agile. We are operating worldwide with a very distinctive cultural spirit based on different elements. First, being a business partner for our clients. Second, demonstrating proximity, agility, and tailor-made approach. Tailor-made approach is very important. And also, we rely on our entrepreneurial and fighting spirit, if I might say. We have at Havas strong fundamentals to build on creative media and health excellence, which are at the heart of our strategy and DNA, and we drive advertising effectiveness for our clients. Our agencies around the world led many rankings and received more than 1,500 prestigious awards last year. You can see some of those prestigious awards on this chart. Our talents. We have a very distinctive culture, and we are very happy to have welcomed top quality talent last year. And you can see on this chart, they are coming from the best groups on the market. It clearly shows the attractiveness of Havas as a great place to work. We have also promoted people within the group. For example, François Larose, who has been working with me as a CFO of the group for the past 12 years, has added the COO role as his current CFO role. Or you can see on this chart, Laurent Tamara, or Dan Hagen, who was appointed the Global Chief Data and Technology Officer for the group. Dan, he leads our data and tech strategy, which aims to help our clients solve their specific business challenges to drive growth with different major partners. You can see some of those partners on this chart. Last year, we have announced an acceleration of our investments in data and tech, shifting from 60 million a year of investment to 100 million a year. So for the coming 4 years, it's going to be a total of 400 million euros invested in data, tech, or AI. Four, we have proven the effectiveness of our integrated model through our villages. We have 71 villages around the world. Our reach across many markets and many disciplines gives our client a real advantage. You can see on this chart that 93% of our clients are using us for at least two of our areas of expertise. Fifth, our well-established M&A policy. You know, our M&A policy have been very dynamic over the last 2 years. We conducted 23 acquisitions from 2022 to 2024. And for the third year in a row, we have been recognized as the most active buyers in the industry. In 2024, six acquisitions, three agencies based in the UK, one agency based in France, Tate Consulting, one in the Middle East, Liquid, and one in Australia with Hot Glue. And six, last but not least, our clients. Our clients with whom we share mutual trust and long-term commitments. Our clients are clearly at the heart of our collective success. We position ourselves as an indispensable business partner, leveraging our full expertise to help our clients overcome future challenges. All this gives us confidence for the future to open 2025. And we believe 2025 will be a year of acceleration. If we now focus on our guidance for this year and our priorities, in terms of guidance, we guided the market of net revenue on a net revenue organic growth expected to be above 2%, and an adjusted EBIT margin expected to improve and to be in the range of 12.5-13.5%. We'll, of course, continue our shareholder policy and aim to distribute a dividend corresponding to a payout ratio of around 40% of the net income group share. beyond 2025, our midterm guidance for, let's say, 2028, is a further expansion of the adjusted EBIT margin on the range of 14% to 15% and continue to pay a payout ratio of around 40%. So 2025, a year of acceleration, and we will accelerate our strategy, which is based on the three main pillars. The first one, as you understood, our dynamic bolt-on M&A strategy. For the future, we plan to continue to acquire 5 to 10 agencies a year, representing 40 to 50 million euros of net revenue on average. This is, of course, an estimation. 2025 is off to a good start with Channel Bakers, an award-winning e-commerce agency based in the West Coast in the U.S. CA Sports, a Spanish company specializing in sponsorship strategies and business development through sports, or DON, Argentinian's most prominent creative agency. And dear shareholder, allow me to take this opportunity to welcome again all these agencies within the Havas family. Our second objective for 2025 is the rollout of Converged globally. Our priority will be to continue deploying this new strategy worldwide, working on our product, of course, and training our teams all around the world. We will also continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies. We recently announced at Havas a strategic partnership with a company called Ostro, O-S-T-R-O, the pioneering AI-powered engagement platform built for the life sciences industries. Our third objective is to accelerate on the deployment, of our high-growth areas. First, our content at scale network. We call it Prozen Pixels, and it's powered, of course, by artificial intelligence. Then our CX network, CX for customer experience, with the deployment of our first-party data offering, Havas First PD. And our new Havas Media Innovative Services, we can mention Havas Market in the e-commerce space, Havas Play, growing very fast, or CSA, or data tool strategy. Those high-growth services will help us to address this expected growth in digital retail media and in the entertainment segments. And of course, let's not forget our expertise networks, extending our brand and design network. It's called Conran Design Group. And our strategic advisory network that we've launched a couple of years ago, H Advisors. We also need to talk about generative AI. It's something very important in our industry. It has been a revolution. We at Havas immediately embraced this transformation, integrating it into the daily operations of our agencies. In recent years, we have used AI and developed tools to transform our business, trying to be much more efficient, effective, and, of course, innovative. Today, we are sharing our experience with our expertise with the market through our dedicated AI offering, Havas AI. Dear shareholders, we are committed to delivering growth and, of course, long-term profitability. This strategy is already bearing fruit. We are therefore confirming our objectives for the year while keeping a close eye on the global geopolitical and economic situation. Today, we believe we are stronger than ever to successfully implement our clear strategic roadmap. This year was a pivotal year for Havas, marked by significant achievements for which I want to thank our partners, our talents, and maybe most importantly, our clients, who all took part in this success. Our return to the stock market here in Amsterdam, combined with our determination to win, puts us in a strong position to create long-term value and to reaffirm our status as the strongest challenger in the industry. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for your interest and your support in the journey of becoming a Dutch-listed public company and as we are building step by step our track record in this market. Thank you for your attention, and I will now give the floor to François Laroze.
Thank you, Yannick. Hi, everyone. So now I will walk you through the Havas financial performance of the year 2024. Starting with the key figures. Okay. Yes, let's start with the revenues. As you see on the chart, we move our revenue from 2.2 billion in 2021 to 2.7 in 2024. The year 2024 is an all-time high in terms of revenue with 2 billion 736 million. It's a 1.5% increase of our revenue after three very strong years. As you see on the chart, 9.2% in 2021, 15.7% in 2022, and 4.1% in 2023. This 1.5 growth comes from first the forex exchange impact, which were minor at minus 0.2%, some very positive scope impacts coming from the M&A strategy Yannick just described a few minutes ago, and the organic growth, to which we referred also, which was negative last year at minus 0.8, reminding that we had delivered a very positive organic growth in 2023 at 4.3%. This minus 0.8% of organic growth is described here on the map. You see that it's the negative performance mainly comes from the US, minus 6.6%. And directly linked with the loss of the pharma client that Yannick has commented, which was mainly in the US. In the same time, Europe delivered a positive organic at 1.2%, Asia-Pacific 1.1%, and a very, very strong performance of Latin American continent, 14.7% of growth this year. If we look at the breakdown of our revenues in 2024, first, the breakdown by business. Havas Creative is still the first business unit of the group with 40% of the revenues, Havas Media 38%, and Havas Health 22%. Now, if we move to the geographical breakdown, the first region is Europe with roughly 50% of our revenue, but the first country is still the US with 34% of our revenue, Asia being at 10%, and Latin America at 7% of the overall. Now, a few seconds on our revenues by verticals. Our first sector is still the healthcare and wellness segment with 29% of the revenues, then finance and consumer goods at 10%, TMT 9%. So, a very well balanced portfolio of revenue among all the verticals. Now, let's have a look at the EBIT and the EBIT margin, that the way we follow our financial performance. And you see that the EBIT in gross figures went from 247 million in 2021 to 338 in 2024. A very steady increase of this EBIT. In the same time, our EBIT ratio, which is the EBIT on the revenues, moved from 11% 3 years ago to 12.4%. This year in 2024, it's a 140 basis point increase, which confirms the very sound performance of Havas during the period. You have here the full P&L of Havas during the last 2 years, confirming the figures I just gave you, this 1.5% increase of the revenues, and we have been able to increase the staff costs and performance shares at a lower pace than the revenues, 1.9%, which help us to deliver this 3.4% increase of our adjusted EBIT. If we add to this EBIT the financial result, which is minus 37 million, the income tax that we pay all over the world for 89 million, and some non-controlling interest, we have a 173 million net result group shares for the year 2024, which is a 3.6% increase compared with last year. In terms of cash, you see the evolution of the net positive cash of Havas. Havas has a very positive cash at the end of the year since the year 2021 and before. This year, the net cash ended at 211 million. It's lower than the one at the end of the year 2023, reminding that we have paid 235 million of dividend to our shareholders Vivendi before the split, 80 million as an ordinary dividend, and 150 million as an extraordinary dividend, which has paid during the Q4 2024. And it explained the evolution of the net cash, which is still very positive with a very strong cash flow delivered during the year. In terms of Q1, we have disclosed recently our performance for the first quarter 2025. It's a 649 million revenues, which increased by 5.2% compared with last year. The split of this 5.2, it's 2.1 coming from the organic growth, 1.5 coming from the scope with the acquisition we've achieved during the fourth quarter and the last quarter of the previous year, and very positive forex exchange of 1.7%. So very positive evolution of the revenue by 5.2%. In terms of organic growth, 2.1% is the performance of the group. The North American continent bounced back after the poor performance of 2024 I described earlier. It's a 3.2% increase for this first quarter with a very good performance of Havas Health, but also Havas Edge and Havas Media, which have delivered very positive figures. In Europe, we were slightly at zero, at minus 0.2%. Asia-Pacific still positive at 1.9%. And again, a very strong performance of the Latin American continent at 16.6%. Before giving the floor to Arnaud, just would like to remind you that we have achieved a very solid year in 2024, being able to keep on increasing our EBIT and EBIT ratio even in a moment of negative organic growth. And with the first quarter I've just described for 2025, we are still confident we will be able to deliver the guidance we gave to the market very recently. And now I hand over to Arnaud.
Thank you, Yannick and François, for your presentations. Before we conclude this agenda item 2A, I would like to give the floor to Notary Michel Van Acht of Loyens & Loof in relation to the number of attendees and the number of votes that can be cast.
Yes, thank you. Based on the attendance list, 6 shareholders are present or represented at this meeting. And prior to the meeting, 2,903 shareholders have issued voting instructions, so a total of 2,909 shareholders representing 573,689,411 shares can vote at the meeting, and that's representing 57.8% of the capital.
Thank you, Mr. Van Acht, for sharing these points. As I suggest that we now move on to the presentation of the items. You can see these items on the slide that is being displayed. I'll give you more details on each item. Let's start with item 2B. This item concerns the remuneration reports for the year 2024, which constitutes an advisory voting item. The remuneration report has been prepared in accordance with Dutch law and is included in Chapter 8 of the Annual Report 2024. In the remuneration report, the Corporate Governance, Nominations and Remuneration Committee provided an overview of the remunerations of the members of the Board of Havas NV for the financial year 2024. It outlines the main elements of Havas remuneration policy adopted on the 11th of December 2024 and how it was implemented in the past year. It shows that the compensation of the non-executive directors and of the executive directors complied with the Havas remuneration policy. No amendments to the remuneration policy are being proposed to the general meeting. However, the company will continue to actively benchmark the evolution of compensation in its market and ensure its remuneration policy remains attractive. The 2024 remuneration report will be submitted for an advisory vote to the general meeting. This will be the first advisory vote on the remuneration report in accordance with the applicable provisions of Dutch law. We will then move on to the next agenda items, 2C. The adoption of the financial statements for the year 2024. The financial statements 2024 are included in Chapter 9 of the Annual Report 2024, which have been published on the company's website. The financial statements for the year 2024 have been audited by Deloitte Accountants BV, which have issued an unqualified auditor's opinion in respect hereof. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Ruud Hermans, representing Deloitte NL External Auditor, who will provide further background on this audit for the financial year 2024. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My name is Ruud Hermans, and I'm here on behalf of Deloitte. I will present to you the main elements of our audit using a couple of slides. So on this slide, you will find a summary of our audit activities that indeed led to an unqualified audit opinion issued on 14th of April of this year. As I will revisit most of these elements on a later slide, I will now only focus on the materiality level that is indicated here. That was determined by us at 14 million, which is based on a benchmark figure of profit before tax, in line with applicable laws and regulations for listed companies in the Netherlands. As Havas is operating on a global scale, the audit is also performed in those countries which have all worked with a lower materiality level in line with local regulation. So that allows me to move to the group audit scope. As I mentioned, the Havas audit is a global audit led by the Netherlands. And in addition to the regular procedures regarding sending out instructions and communicating throughout the audit, we have visited a number of the audit teams, especially, of course, the team in France on a very regular basis. And we have also reviewed the files of our colleagues. This has allowed us to gather sufficient audit evidence to issue the opinion on group level. With regard to the scoping percentage of 70% of revenue, I think it's good to mention that this is for us a very comfortable level of scoping, especially because the entities that are out of scope are individually of smaller size. So in the context of the audit, we have also assessed the internal control system of the organization. This includes the work on the IT infrastructure, but there are essentially no observations to share with the meeting from that work. Then going to the key audit matters, as you've been able to read in our auditor's report, the key audit matter for the Havas audit was the audit of the goodwill balance. So during the year end, we paid significant attention to that goodwill balance, which we therefore see as a key audit matter, and we have addressed that in our opinion. In addition to the general focus on the model itself, management estimates and the disclosures, we have specifically examined the forecast for the European segment. And then furthermore, next to the specialists that have aided management in determining that position, we have also used our own Deloitte valuation experts in auditing that position. We completed that work without any observations or findings. Moving into the communication, well, as of course, our component teams have been interacting with management and local management throughout the year. But as of the listing in December, we as the Dutch team have also interacted regularly with management, with the board and with the finance function. And especially in our year-end reporting phase in April, we reported to the board on the progress, our approach and the findings, the most of which have been elaborated on by me earlier. So other elements of focus in our audits are compliance with law and regulation and going concern. And during the audit, the work we performed in this regard is mainly based on obtaining information from management, interviewing them, sending out questionnaires, and assessing supporting information. We completed that work without any observations. And then the last element, I believe, is the focus on fraud. Well, to a large extent, we look at what does the company do itself with regard to fraud risks. But in addition to that, our own substantive work is mainly focused on unusual transactions or unusual journal entries. But again, this work has been completed without any observations. As that was my last slide, it leaves me with a big thank you to management, a big thank you to the finance function for the good cooperation in this first year for the Lloyd Accountants BV.
Thank you,
Mr. Ehrmans. We will now proceed with agenda item 3A, an explanation of the reserve and dividend policy of the company, which constitutes a discussion item. Further information regarding the reserve and dividend policy was included in the agenda as published on the company's website and included in Chapter 6 of the Annual Report 2024. The dividend policy of the company seeks to be consistent with the growth and cash-generating profile of Havas NV while maintaining its ability to finance its development subject to any needs that may arise. The company targets the delivery of a regular return on capital to its shareholders by means of a yearly dividend payment that is expected to represent around 40% of the net income group share for the relevant financial year. We will now continue to agenda item 3B, the distribution of capital from the share premium reserve of the company. It is proposed, in relation to the financial year 2024, to distribute an amount in cash equal to €0.08 for each ordinary share in the capital of the company by means of a distribution of capital from the share premium reserve. The aggregate amount of the proposed distribution will be at the charge of the share premium reserve of the company and will vary depending on the actual number of outstanding ordinary shares on the ex-dividend date, being 30th of May 2025, and excluding any treasury shares held at that date. The relevant dates for the payment of the distribution are as follows. Ex-dividend date, 30th of May 2025. Record date, 2nd of June 2025. Dividend payment date, 5th of June 2025. Moving on to agenda item 4. The proposed granting of discharge to the directors of the company in respect of the performance of their duties during the financial year 2024. It is proposed to discharge the directors of the company in office in 2024 from all liability in respect of the performance of their duties during the financial year 2024. I propose that we now move on to item 5. As part of agenda item 5, it is proposed to reappoint Deloitte Accountants BV as external auditor for the company for the financial year 2025. The proposal to reappoint Deloitte Accountants BV for a one-year term corresponding to the financial year 2025 follows the recommendation of the company's Audit and Sustainability Committee in view of the positive start of the working relationship with Deloitte Accounts BV and to provide for continuity in the external audit processes. I propose that we now move on to item 6A. Agenda item 6A relates to the authorization of the board of directors of the company to acquire fully paid-up shares in the company's own capital. It is proposed to authorize the board of directors for a period of 18 months from the date of this annual general meeting to acquire ordinary shares in the capital of the company representing up to 10% of the company's issued share capital as the date of this annual general meeting, being 28th of May 2025. This authorization is in conformity with Dutch law and may be used for any purpose, including but not limited to the implementation of one or several share buyback programs, short or long-term, incentive for the management of or funding of acquisitions. Furthermore, further information regarding this agenda item is included in the agenda as published on the company's website. We will now proceed with agenda item 6B, which relates to the proposal to cancel any or all ordinary shares in the capital of the companies held or repurchased by the company at the date of the annual general meeting. This cancellation may be executed in one or more tranches. The number of the ordinary shares that will be cancelled, whether or not in tranches, shall be determined by the Board of Directors but shall in aggregate not exceed 10% of the issued shared capital at the date of this annual general meeting, being 28th of May 2025. I propose that we move now on to item 7. Furthermore, as outlined in Agenda Item 7, which relates to the discussion item, it is proposed to implement a reserve share split of the issued shares of the company, each in the ratio 1 to 10. To implement the reverse share split, the company will reduce the number of issued ordinary shares by a factor of 10, which will not result in a decrease in the company's share capital. As a result of such reverse share split, the authorized share capital of the company shall become 800 million 06 euro divided into 200 million ordinary shares in the capital of the company, having a nominal value of 2 euro each. 200 million special voting shares A with a nominal value of 2 euro each, and one special voting share B with a nominal value of 6 euro. I propose that we move now on to item 8. In order to implement the envisaged share split, it is proposed to amend the articles of association of the company as outlined in agenda item 8. A draft deed of the amendments to the articles of association of the company is made available on the company's website. In addition, it is proposed to adjust the current delegation to the board of directors of the company. We have come to the end of our presentation of the items. Before taking any question in the room, please note that we have received a written question from Mr. Patrick Trokeseg, shareholder of Havas NV, about AI. The question is, what impact will the transition to general artificial intelligence in administrative, legal, and accounting services have on the company, its customers, and its shareholders? Well, first and foremost, thank you for this question. It's a very relevant question, and you can read the board's response on the Havas website in the general meeting section. Thank you to you, Mr. Trokeseg. Any question in the room? If not, I shall recommend that we now move to the vote of the items set out on the agenda of this general meeting. A few guidances. Before the vote, I'm going to give you a few information about the process. At the registration desk, prior to the start of the meeting, you have been handed a voting device, which is programmed with the number of shares you are entitled to vote. When the voting starts, I will announce that voting is open. Once open, you will be able to cast your vote using the voting device. In order to cast your vote, please press the one of the following buttons at the end of the device. Press 1 to vote in favour, press 2 to vote against, press 3 to abstain your vote. When you press the desired button, your device will first show a red light, and when the vote has been cast correctly, the light will switch to green. If all votes have been cast, I will close the voting. The voting results will be shown thereafter. We note that the items will be submitted to the general meeting for voting one by one. Now, I will officially open the votes for the agenda item 2B in relation to the remuneration report 2024. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now, I will officially open the votes for agenda item 2C in relation to the adoption of the 2024 financial statements. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now, I will officially open the votes for agenda item 3B in relation to the distribution of capital from the share premium reserve. The vote is open. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now I will officially open the votes for agenda item 4 in relation to the granting of discharge to the directors of the company in respect of the performance of their duties during the financial year 2024. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now, I will officially open the votes for agenda item 5 in relation to the reappointment of the external auditor. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now, I will officially open the vote for agenda item 6A in relation to the authorization for the Board of Directors to acquire fully paid-up shares in the company's own share capital. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now I will officially open the votes for agenda item 6B regarding the cancellation of shares held by or acquired by the company. It is now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Now I will officially open the votes for the agenda item 8 in relation to the amendment of the Articles of Association and corresponding adjustment of current delegation to the Board of Directors. It's now possible to vote. I hereby declare voting closed. This item is approved. Thank you for your participation. I hereby declare that no more votes can be cast. The voting results which shall be published include the votes cast by proxy and the votes cast in the annual general meeting today. Are there now any other businesses? Thank you very much, and I now hand over back to Yannick.
No, thank you very much, Arnaud. Thank you, everyone. I would like to thank, of course, for all our shareholders for their attendance today and participating during our first annual general meeting. As we have seen, it has been a transformative and quite remarkable year for our company. We are delighted to continue guiding Havas NV on its ambitions in the coming year and coming years. So I hereby close the meeting at 9:48 a.m. CEST, and we all look forward to seeing you at our next annual general meeting next year. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.